Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
And I'm Sam.
And this is the third season, episode 2.
I know. I
don't think we told him in our last episode.
No.
It was like a little mini update on the Delphi murders. So we've had a little break. Now we're back. We've decided we're going to do one podcast every 2 weeks. Maybe we might throw in another one just for...
if we can get our lives
together. Shits and giggles. I say shits and giggles, but yeah. Basically, our lives are a mess.
Yeah.
That's
the sort of be all and end all.
An actual mess.
Yeah.
Together, we make a huge mess.
Yeah. How we've got to season 3, I do not know.
Shit show. But what I forgot to mention in the first one is we've actually got some sponsors that we haven't even sorted out yet.
No. Yes, no.
We're literally like, we haven't sorted them out. We're so friggin' lazy.
But we're looking into
and
it.
And I was like, I mean, you've got loads of time off. I'm going to do loads of stuff. And I haven't done anything. But I have done a good case, which is really sad,
mm-hmm.
which we got a bit confused about.
Yeah, we did.
But it's fine now. We're not on
the
same page.
We sorted it out.
Yeah. So if you can hear a dog or if you can hear a funny noise, that Sam's
dog. That's my
snoring.
Dog. She's snoring in the background. She is now our new mascot.
Yeah. But we're going to post my dog as a mascot, but your dog will be here snoring.
It will be my dog snoring, but your dog's the cute one.
Yeah. So we'll do that. Okay. Right. So anyway, season 3. Today's case is about... child case, so mm-hmm. if it affects you in any way, it's a really, really sad case, so don't listen.
Just be aware.
You have to be like, hardcore.
Listen with caution.
Yeah, this is sad. I don't think you know this case.
I don't, and I'm beginning to not want to.
It's really sad. But anyway, have you got anything else to mention?
I don't think so. Everything's going quite well, as in you've had your up, everyone's been asking about it, you're doing well?
Yep, I'm just going to tell everyone what I had done, because why not? So I had a tummy tuck and a boob job. Now like a double E. No, I'm joking.
You had a little mummy makeover.
Yeah, I had a mummy makeover. And it went to Turkey and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was half the price of here.
Yeah.
The care was amazing.
Yep.
Come back to a shit show of doctors.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's for another day.
But we're not saying do that. If you want surgery or whatever, do your research. Go with what you think is right.
Yeah, my surgeon was lovely. He's lovely and his work's really good. So I'm happy with him. Yeah. But when I go back.
When you go back.
I don't think... he might listen to this. I don't know if I'm going to have him for my legs yet.
Okay.
I'm still undecided. But anyway, that's just in my head. This is going on. Guess what's going
this
on in
is
my
just,
head?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so let's get into this case. Oh. So today's case, we were talking about a baby that has no photographs even being taken. So the news would use a reconstruction of a coroner's photograph. So the baby's face when they got her, she was black and blue. So they had to reconstruct what she would have looked like.
I hate this already.
I know. It's really, really sad. And she was a baby, but she was 5 months old. So she had 5 months of this shit, basically. So this baby had been bitten. She'd get slapped, pinched, thrown about the home. When I say thrown, I mean chucked everywhere.
No.
So today's case is a little girl called Brianna Lopez. Brianna was born on the 14th of February 2002. It's the 14th of February. She was, Valentine's Day baby?
I've switched off already. I can't.
The parents were Stephanie Lopez and Andy Walters.
I hate them.
I know. After fighting for her life, because she was a prem baby, Brianna was sent to live with the devils and have 5 months of pure torture before she died in July.
I just can't cope with this.
It's horrible, isn't it? Both were drug users, and we all know you can't be doing the best job of being a parent
if you are a drug user.
You have to. You can't be a parent, proper parent.
And be on drugs.
No, doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I know there are people that, what do they call them? When they can sort of have a...
Yeah, when they can do both. I know what you mean. But yeah, there are parents that can...
But still, it's something that alters your personality, something that alters the way you think, that mm-hmm. alters your...
When you come down, you're angry, like your children don't deserve that.
No.
Your children deserve you to just be a parent.
Yeah, and I think the responsible thing in that case is to say, look, I have got these issues, I can't cope, or I can't look after these children in the way that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And give them to family or whoever. Not that I'm saying putting them in systems is great.
Well, when you say given to family in this case, probably wouldn't have been the best idea.
Oh, God.
So.
But someone, like I said, I don't like.
You could have given them up for adoption, basically.
Don't like putting kids in the system, but if it's better. Then
that's... I don't understand why they didn't give her up, if I'm honest, because they didn't want her. So I don't. But where was social services?
Oh, all right. I need to listen to this case a bit more because, sorry, I'm interrupting. I can't cope with it already.
I'm assuming when she was a prem baby, I'm assuming they probably tested her for drugs.
Right.
And I'm assuming she probably had drugs in her system. I haven't seen that reported anywhere, so I can't say it's 100. Like, I can't say it's a fact. But I would say that if they were both drug users, mm-hmm. she would have had drugs in her system when she was born.
Yeah, I don't think that they had the baby and then both became drug users.
No, and I don't think this mum would have not done drugs because she was pregnant.
Right.
So Brianna lived with her mum, Stephanie, dad, Andy, her older sibling, which I'm not going to name. You could go and find the name if you want to, but that's up to you. Uncle Stephen Lopez, so remember him as well because he's a big part in this.
Right.
Her grandmother, Patricia Walters. Patricia's boyfriend, Herbert Harding,
Jesus.
Robert Walters Jr. and Walters' son. So Robert Walters Jr., it's a bit, I don't know, I should have done more of a research on who they really all are, because I know who everyone is, but Robert Walters Jr. and Walters' son, I'm a bit confused about. But anyway, this was a little trailer.
Right.
And this, all these people lived in it.
Okay.
So you're telling me that if something was going on with your child in that room, you wouldn't be able to hear it in this room. In this house.
At the very least, these people knew something was off.
Yeah, for
sure. At the very least.
And they were like, oh, we never saw Bruce on it like that.
No.
Did you not? So anyway, they all lived in this trailer. It's a very tight living situation. And when I talk about the abuse baby Brianna went through, it will make you so angry. No one deserves to be abused, but it makes me so angry when you see busy households and you see so many of them turning a blind eye to what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
You can remember that case we did back along about Keaton Boggs. Yeah. It was another household allowing
everything
abuse to just go on and nobody gives a shit, basically. People just turn a blind eye to it, even at its birthday party.
I don't understand. I just can't.
I know. I think the only time this baby was ever shown love was when she was in the NICU unit, which is the prem baby unit for anyone that doesn't know. And obviously when they're in there, They don't have cuddles all the time.
No. But they do get cuddles. Yeah, I know in England they do. Yeah. I guess different places different. But I can't imagine it's that different.
No, but I mean, they've got a job to do, haven't they? So they can't be just cuddling babies all day. They have got a job to do.
But they are taken care of.
Yeah, exactly. They're fed, they're changed, they're...
Everything.
Warm.
Their basic needs are met and sometimes more.
Yeah, exactly. So on the 19th of July 2022, a call was placed to 911. Stephanie called them crying, saying her baby's not breathing. The dispatchers were helping Stephanie give CPR. When paramedics arrived, they said that they could see old and new bruises, old cuts, abrasions, and new. They desperately tried to save Brianna. So they walked in and they realised like she had bite marks on her, cuts on her, bruises all over her body from, like, you can tell old and new bruises anyway, can't you? So as soon as they walk in, I feel so sorry for paramedics because they're normally first on scene and they're expected to take in every single situation. They just have the worst job ever because not only have they got to go in there and save a baby's life or save somebody's life, they've also got to look around and see...
Assess everything.
Yeah, literally, and see what's gone on and who's where and what's happened.
What it says on the tin, they are first responders. They are everything.
And then they've got to go to court and testify. They've got to sit there and relive it. It's fucking awful, man. I do feel sorry for them.
Any first responder, healthcare worker, anything like that, like, the job is so much more than it is, isn't it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know it is, really, it is. There was a thing on the telly yesterday. I think it's on five maybe, where they have like a sit down thing.
Mm-hmm.
They talk a bit like Hello Britain, but not.
Right.
And it's basically police had had, I don't know who it was, but police had had pictures with celebrities somewhere along the line and people were kicking off about it. And I'm like, they've got like the hardest show ever.
Yeah.
They want to take a picture of a celebrity because they've managed to get close to them because whatever. I mean, it's not my sort of thing. I'd be like, hi, bye.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, whatever, you do you.
Yeah.
I feel like they've got the right to do that. The things they've got to do. Mm-hmm. To keep us safe, do you know what I mean? So anyway, Stephanie said to the hospital that Brianna had fallen off out of the crib at 3 a.m. Then to another doctor, she said Brianna had fallen out of the bed. Doctors told detectives that Brianna had cuts and scrapes on her face. She had bite marks on her back head, legs after an autopsy was performed.
How do you bite anyone, but how do you bite a fucking baby?
And also as well, the bite marks, they reckon, they couldn't tell who they were from, but they reckon they were from two different people.
Oh my God.
Two different people were biting her. And she, like I said, she had them on. What other baby did we do that had bite marks on them?
There was, I feel like there's been far too many, to be fair. Was it baby pee? No.
No, because we haven't done baby pee. There was, oh God, I can't remember. It'll come to me. But there was another baby that had bite marks on. Oh, I know. It was, I can't remember the name of it now. We'd have to go and have a look. It was, oh, it's really going to bug me. They lived in a trailer.
And they had a hole in the trailer.
Yeah. And they were biting the baby. It's just awful. I couldn't bite anybody, let alone a baby. Like, oh, I could just imagine it. Ugh. No, and I don't know how deep these bites were. No one actually said. Right, so now I'm going to tell you exactly what she had. So if this really affects
just
you.
Just wait, I just need a minute.
Skip, I can't just wait. People will be sitting silent.
Sorry, guys.
Sam's not ready for this. She's feeling emotional today.
I really am emotional today.
Right, okay, so she had a 34mm laceration to her anus, 11 human bite marks, 2 skull fractures, bucket handled fractures, so that's, I think, when they've pulled your leg, like pull it, it's like a buckle.
Yeah.
Fractures to the ribs, bruising all over her body, hemorrhage in both eyes. So now this baby was basically tortured. I don't know how long. I think basically what we can grasp of what's happened is there was one night of real abuse, but she was abused a lot. They sort of all blame it on each other. But the two guys sort of admit, well, it's difficult to say. I'll carry on and you make your own mind up, basically. So police called everyone into the trailer that night in for an interview. So sort of like, let's get them before they can get their story straight, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephanie said to detectives that she had gone to bed at about 10 a.m. that night.
When 10
she,
a.m.?
10 p.m. Sorry, I've got p.m. written there as well.
Sorry.
10 p.m. that night. When she woke up, I am reading this from a tablet, by the way.
You're doing well. Sorry.
When she woke up at 7 a.m., Andy was giving Brianna a bottle. She woke again at 10. Brianna's blanket was covering her face. She pulled it down and then went back to sleep. Then she woke up again at 10:45 and Andy said that he couldn't wake Brianna after calling her mother-in-law. Stephanie called an ambulance. Andy told Stephanie that Brianna had fallen off the bed. Stephanie did say that sometimes Andy would throw Brianna up to the ceiling and she would tell him not to, as she was hitting her head. He was hitting her head on the ceiling as he did this. Now, Andy's interview went much the same as Stephanie's. No one knows how Brianna got 11 bite marks, cuts and fractures. Andy did say that when he went to the bathroom, Brianna had fallen out of her bouncer. He didn't think much of it. She wasn't crying, so he picked her up and popped her back in the bouncer.
Okay, so she's fallen out the bed. She's fallen out the cot. She's... Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it just makes me so cross that these people are just so blasé. Like, oh, yeah, well, she did fall out the bouncer, but I just picked her back up.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that they're stupid because, obviously, you've done this. How fucking stupid are you? Get your story straight. I mean, don't, but do, like...
I know.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I know. It's right. Okay, so when detectives questioned Andy about what Stephanie had said about him throwing up to the ceiling and her hitting her head, Andy said, no, I didn't, but Stephen had. And not only did he do that, he would not catch her on purpose so she'd hit herself on the floor.
Right. So he watched this and thought, okay, that's appropriate.
That's his child, that somebody's doing that. And it gets even worse because somebody else comes in and says, no, actually, what happened was...
So basically, this poor little baby was just abused by everyone that was supposed to love her and protect her.
Yeah, basically. No one gives a shit about her. And she's 5 months old, like...
How? Just how can you?
I know, I've literally put here, now, Andy, you're a fucktard.
Yeah.
Fucking fucktard. Yeah, so anyway, so not only did he see an adult abusing his child, he just did nothing about it. So later on in the questioning, they've got him there for a while. They're questioning, they're not believing his story. They're sort of saying, come on, like, did you ever throw up in the air, sort of thing.
Tell us the fucking truth.
And he said, well, sometimes I did chuck her up in the air and sometimes I didn't catch her, but it wasn't on purpose. She'd just slip out my hand.
And I thought, she'd be fine about it. I didn't think to check her or take her to get seen.
No, just sort of like picked her up and was like, oh, you're okay. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Tim, like, chucks Maisie up, not even very high, and I'm having a meltdown. Yeah, even when he does stuff to Finley, I'm like, don't do it. I really panic.
And that is genuine fun stuff, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And I get all panicky about it. Like, I don't like him play fighting or anything. I get right panicky.
Yeah.
So how you could sit and watch this. So, and you've got to remember how many people were in this trailer.
Yeah.
Like, who would have not witnessed? Like, obviously, Stephanie said she's witnessed it and she's been like, don't do that.
But we've said this before, haven't we? How do these people, I mean, obviously some of them are related, but how do they find each other when they're like, this is acceptable behaviour? There's a group of people and they all think that this is acceptable behaviour. What the actual...
They like zone... They must have this, like, radar. Like... Do you know what I mean? Like, they must have this radar.
If I walked into somewhere and this was happening, I'd be like, I would be like, what the fuck? I'm taking this baby. I'm going to the hospital, police station, wherever. I'm like,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I would do anything in my power to remove her. And
I
also
wouldn't sit there and be like, oh, that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So Patricia Walters was then interviewed and she said she didn't see much of Brianna. She said that Brianna was never really washed. She wore the same clothes. Patricia didn't really give the police much information. She just said she was a bit day. They didn't really wash her. Right. She sort of always wore the same clothes. And that's her nan there, or granny, whatever. Well, she don't even deserve that title.
No.
But she's sort of gone, yeah, you know, she was just there.
Very blasé.
Yeah. So Stephanie would also throw Brianna into her bouncer. Sometimes she would miss and Brianna would hit the floor. So, you know, just and this is what Andy had said. So the problem we've got here is everyone's sort of trying to blame each other, but there's stories coming out, so you've got to sort of piece it together as much as you can, because none of them are going to come out and say,
it was me.
There's one person that comes in and sort of like saw this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But so we know that definitely is, I feel like we can take that as definite truth, because
mm-hmm.
why would he just come out and say it?
Right.
But
you can tell between, about that, yeah.
Yeah, between Stephanie, Andy and Stephen, I think they all abused her. And none
and
of them
they
give
enjoyed
a shit.
It.
Yeah, none of them really give a shit about it. So Stephen Lopez was then interviewed. I want to add that Brianna's blood was found in Stephen's underwear. So, you know, because obviously I said about her anus.
Mm-hmm.
So her blood was found in his underwear. Stephen told police that he had molested Brianna. He had sex with a 5-month-old child, basically. And so where were the parents when this was going on? Because I'm telling you now, that baby would have been screaming. Unless she couldn't scream because she was... I mean, if you're throwing her and she's hitting the ceiling...
Who knows what kind
of... You don't know what state she was in when they did that, which is fucking awful. Do you know what I mean? We don't know if she was... Hopefully, in the nicest possible way. We know she died, so hopefully in the nicest possible way...
She didn't feel it.
Yeah. Basically, is what I'm hoping. So we have another guy called Mark Candles. He was also in the trailer that night Brianna died, but he didn't give much information as well. I just want to mention him as he was there, basically.
Right.
I don't know if he has any part in it. At the end of the day, he didn't fucking stop it.
I'm assuming the police interviewed him.
Yeah, and he was just a bit like, well, I didn't really see anything. I was sort of in and out. Right. And I feel like this people would buy drugs off him, so I think there was people in and out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
An inmate came forward and was willing to testify about Robert Walters and Andy.
Forward?
So an inmate in prison
right.
came forward and was willing to testify about Robert Walters, who I mentioned at the start, and mm-hmm. Andy. So he was obviously inmates with them too. So he said that Robert told him they were playing catch with Brianna and she fell on the floor a few times. That night she died, they were cooking meth and Brianna was dropped. They used to give her crack bombs to stop her from crying.
What? Right, I'm really dumb and I know that's horrible, but what is a crack bomb?
I don't actually know what a crack bomb is because I've never done crack, but I'm assuming, I think a crack bomb is where you either blow it in their mouth, like cover,
right.
Do you know what, like a blowback?
Yeah.
We would call it like a blowback.
Whatever it is, a baby should not be around it, let alone...
Using it.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, she would just sleep all the time, I imagine, if that's what they were doing to her. And how long were they doing that?
She was even bloody conscious.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And to be honest with you, I hope she wasn't.
No.
But you don't know, do you? So if Stephanie is to be believed, she didn't know that Brianna was being abused by most people in the home. She was thrown about and dropped on numerous occasions. She was raped and sexually abused. She was bitten. She had fractures. So this all went to trial. And after the testimonies was presented, it was up to the jury to reach a verdict for all five family members. All five family members were found guilty of varying charges. Stephen and Andy were found guilty of criminal sexual penetration. child abuse resulting in death and other related charges. Stephanie was found guilty of neglect, child abuse resulting in death and lesser abuse charges. She was found not guilty of intentional child abuse. Patricia and Robert were found guilty of not reporting the abuse. Robert Walters was sentenced to 63 years in prison. Stephen Lopez was sentenced to 57 years in prison. Stephanie Lopez was just 26 years in prison and was released in 2016 on good behaviour.
Oh, great.
Now, she's living in Texas. She is keeping her head down, but I feel like it's such a miscarriage of justice for Brianna.
That's pathetic. That's disgusting.
I know. I'm so glad, like, Andy Walters got 63 years, and I hope that when he comes up for parole, they don't fucking let him out. And again, for Stephen Lopez, because what they... If it was just that one night, which I don't believe it was just that one night that they abused her.
The evidence says that it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Stephanie saying that he would just throw up in the air and just let her drop on the floor. For what reason, other than for your own fun?
Your own sick twist.
She saw that. Robert saw that she was being thrown around and just dropped. He did nothing. And so he should have... I don't know. But how is she out? Stephanie is out now, living her life. And she was supposed to serve 26 years.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair.
And this was in 2002.
It doesn't seem fair. Fuck that. That's not fair.
No. Because she abused that baby. But even if she didn't abuse
her... At the very minimum, she let it happen.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like... It was a little bit like this baby had fractures. This baby's legs were broken. She had bite marks all over her. Like, surely if you're changing her bum and things, you're going to see that.
Yeah, but she didn't care. That's the thing.
And when I don't quite understand when she was raped, who was around then? Or do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's stating that he was too high on crack or meth or whatever off. To even know what he did.
Fuck off, you fucking pedophile bastard.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And did they just let it happen?
Yeah.
Because they didn't care. But the other child...
They treated this baby like she wasn't even human.
Yeah, basically.
She was just a plaything for sick and twisted... They're fucking assholes and I hope they die.
I do as well. I hope they die in prison. Well, obviously she won't, but I hope hope she lives a shit life. I hope she can't get a job and benefits and just...
I know saying hope someone dies is just terrible, but I can't.
Do you know what she can do? She can come out and have another baby now. She would be young enough to still have another baby. Do you know what I mean? She could just... I mean, I imagine she doesn't tell people who she is.
No,
I bet
she doesn't.
Changed her name.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? She's not going to say, oh, I'm Stephanie Lopez, because she was all over the fucking news. But this case is not... It's not really that... well known. Like, there's not many people that have done this case. I think it's because it's so horrific.
Yeah.
I think because a lot of child abuse, I don't know why this case is just so horrific.
I think the terrible thing is in the media, although they want to cover these cases and stuff, it has to be something that they can say, that they can print.
Yeah.
This is so...
graphic.
And just horrific.
And she had no photos. No, and in 2002 you did have phones.
Yeah.
And cameras. Remember, go out with those little cameras. Like, you know, we were going out with those cameras. So, yeah, but they had no photos. But what I don't know, and I can't find out, is the other child that they had in the house. They had two children, but the child that was actually Brianna's sibling, I don't know if they were ever abused. I imagine they were abused to an extent.
Something.
But I don't...
Because I feel
like... And they had to witness this.
What they did to Brianna was... such an escalation. Somebody must have been doing something before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is... I have loads of words and no words.
But the problem is with this is because drugs came first...
No, fuck off with the drugs came first. You can... drugs can take over your life and drugs can be the be-all and end-all of everything. Does not mean that you rape babies.
No, I'm not saying that. But what I mean is because they were just all just sat around cooking meth, getting wrecked, not giving a shit, the abuse would have started maybe a little bit by just ignoring her or shut her up, give her a blowback, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it was, she wouldn't shut up. So it was like, you have her. Like, she won't shut up. Yeah. So they're just sort of, if she's flinging her over to her bouncer... It's like people just go, oh, well, we can do that. If the mum does it, we can do it. You know what I mean? If the dad chucking her up in the air and letting her fall. The way this case is basically that night where they were all just throwing her around. It was literally a night of where they were just throwing her around, biting her, raping her. It just all happened in that one night. But I'm hoping and praying, and it sounds really awful, but I'm hoping and praying that when she was thrown, that was it then. So she doesn't know any of it happened,
mm-hmm.
because I just couldn't imagine. I don't know. It's just so awful. But I will put pictures of her on our Facebook, which aren't the best pictures, but that's the only pictures they've got of her. And it's so sad that there's no pictures of her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
This baby was just not loved.
No. No. And she had fought for her life as well at the beginning. Do you know what I mean? Her mum was obviously a fucking crack whore. And probably had her early because she was just so addicted to drugs.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
She had to fight for her life then. And then she had to fight for her life for God knows, well, 5 months, basically,
it,
of
it
hell.
It was just a constant fight.
But where the fuck were social services? Because I'm telling you now, she would have had drugs in her system when she was in hospital.
Yeah.
I can't see how she would have. I can't find anything that says it. So I'm wondering if they haven't reported it because the hospital would have had to have reported it. Social services, maybe they missed it. And we have had cases that have done that. And there's no one there fighting to see there was a little baby and they had drugs in their system. We've done them and the hospital missed it, mm-hmm. and sent the baby home.
Yeah, no, I know what case you're on about, but again, I can't think.
I think it was baby Neil, I'm going to say.
How is there so many cases like this?
I know. Like, I know.
What the hell is wrong with some of humanity?
But this is a sad case. I feel like this is
horrific. I feel
sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I was writing this case, I was like, shall I do it or shall I not? And then I was like, I'm going to do it, because someone messaged me on Instagram, was like, do you know this case? And I was like, yeah, I do know this case. And they were like, please, can you do this case? Like, nobody, hardly anybody's done this case. Please do this case. So they sent me loads of news articles about it. They were like, the mum's been released and it's disgusting. Like, she gets to walk around. And I thought, do you know what? I will do the case. I'll post pictures of the mum, like we did with mm-hmm. Star, like we do with, like we've done with Arthur, like we've done with all the other children, that we can find pictures and post so that people know who they're looking for.
Especially if they're out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And even if Stephen and Andy, I feel like they just look like fucking scumbags, man. Really? Just look like scumbags. But yeah, so that was the tragic, awful case.
That
never stood a chance in life, ever.
I just don't understand why people have babies to do this. I can't.
I was like doing this case, I was like, Sam, you have to speak more, because otherwise it's going to be like a 2-minute case.
Yeah.
Because it's not actually that long, this case.
But I just...
Because there's so much happened in such a short space of time. Well, what we know of. But anyway, that was the case. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks.
For another case, and then hopefully we'll try and get back on track for every week, but I just need some time.
Yeah,
need some time.
It's all on you at the minute.
Yeah,
it is exactly. All on you.
And but I really want to do the case of I don't even know her name. You all know her name. The lady that was killing babies in the hospital. What's her name?
Oh, Letby.
Lucy Letby. So if nobody knows her, that's an English case.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hopefully it is. She has been on trial for killing babies in intensive care.
And it's very up in the air, did she, didn't she?
She fucking did. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
That's where I went. Although, I really wanted to follow the case, but I genuinely haven't had time to.
Yeah. I started and then I haven't for ages.
But I do, when it's over, I want to give it a good look over, because my initial was, yeah, horrible person.
Yeah, but if I do it, you can't look at it.
Why don't you do it?
Because
I really want to cover it. I can't cope with all these baby cases. Just can't.
But do you know why I want to do her? Because if she does get found guilty, which I'm very much thinking she's going to, I think there's too much evidence for her not to be found guilty.
Yeah.
People need to know, what she did. Yeah. These are people's children, like people's children that had a fighting chance in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the parents, well, probably every single parent there wanted that child
and
loved that child.
Yeah.
And she just took them away. For why? Because she's a selfish bitch.
Why does anybody? I just watched something on Netflix. There's a new thing out and I can't think for the life of me what it's called.
Don't get me started on The Watcher or the Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
No,
I'm not
it's
having
not
that shit.
Neither. It's got... Oh, God, I can't even think what the people are called now. It's just in my head. It's literally new. And it's about they're in hospital. It's like a nurses and they're
looking at don't tell me it's about the guy, the nurse. Yeah. Oh, it's a load of shit.
Is it?
Yes. It's so Netflix are ruining
but
stuff.
But then I will say, a lot of stuff I've watched on Netflix, there's cases that I know and I'm like, that's not right. That's not right.
There's a book out on it. If you can get it on audio, get the book because it's really tragic and awful, the book is. But on here, on the Netflix one, it's a film, isn't it? It's not even a series.
The thing is, it's a good watch. Like, generally, all the Netflix stuff are a good watch, but is it true? Most of the time, not.
No, and a lot of people, let's take the Jeffrey Dahmer one, for instance. And we've spoken about this before. So people that don't know the case and mm-hmm. have watched the bit on Netflix.
We'll take that as we know.
Yeah, and actually what he did was far worse than what they've shown. And I know the family's had a part in it and all that, and I get it all, but...
So many people would just take that as what happened.
Yeah, and I feel like it actually didn't show him in that bad a light. Like, he was a serial killer, yeah.
But it very humanised him.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas actually, he was sat there in his room with six or seven bodies, mm-hmm. like having a little party. Like, fuck off. Like, why didn't they show that? That he was drilling into their heads while they were alive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And putting like acid and shit in their heads. Do you know what I mean? They showed him that he picked up a drill.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Could he done anything with that?
Yeah.
And I get it would be too graphic, but at the same time, he did far worse than what they've shown on there. And The Watcher, I mean, I always knew the ending to that anyway, but that, I'm pretty sure, I haven't even looked at it, but I said to you, I'm pretty sure when that happened, they didn't even have mobile phones and stuff. And I know they want to make it sort of relevant now, but they've ruined it because actually...
I just wish there was something, I mean, they do say not true to life, but I wish they'd be a bit more, I don't know, maybe I'm just putting too much onto it, but a bit more like, this is our version, not all these events are true. I mean, sometimes they do write stuff like that, but I just wish they'd make it. To be honest, with The Watcher, maybe because I skipped the intro, I didn't see it. But with The Watcher, I can't remember seeing anything like... I think I saw this is based on a true story.
Yeah, this is based on true events, which it was. It was very much based on true events. They literally only did get letters. But at the same time, there was no cult. They put I can't remember what his name is now. And they said to say his name on the thing. The man that killed his whole family and fucked off for like 15 years and then got caught.
Yeah.
They put him in it. It's completely irrelevant to The Watcher.
It's not that case.
They were like, do you know what? Throw this one in for good measure. I mean, that case is really tragic. He literally killed his whole family.
Yeah.
Killed his mother, his wife, his children, and then just fucked off.
And then they just thought, oh, we'll pop it in here.
Yeah, and then his neighbour was like, you look like that guy that they're looking for.
But that's the kind of thing that I wish they'd be a bit more open about, because I would, if I didn't have you or know some of the cases, I would completely buy into
exactly. Like the Jeffrey Dahmer one, it wasn't bad. I'm not saying it was bad because it was a good watch. All I think to it is they made him, I feel like I would have come away from that and been like, well, I mean, I've seen worse serial killers, but actually he's one of the worst. He's actually one of the worst fucking serial killers
out
there.
And I don't doubt he's got mental issues and da-da-da. Like, yeah, of course he has. Nobody does that.
No,
doesn't have mental issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's too humanising for
me. Yeah, 100%. They could have done it so much better. But I mean, at least they're getting it out there, I suppose.
Yeah, and I mean, all the actors done brilliant jobs. Like, nothing...
Oh my God, the actor that played him, he's amazing. Oh, Evan Peters,
like, ugh.
He's like Netflix king, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's on everything.
American Horror Story. But no, he's wonderful. Like, it was done well, the actual, I guess, production, but the story itself.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I don't know. It was, I don't know.
Netflix films with caution. The documentaries are a bit more accurate, but sometimes not, actually.
No, sometimes they're really not accurate, are they? Because I've watched documentaries before and then gone on to, I don't know, research it and been like, that is not true. In fact, this case actually is one of those. So when I originally got this case, somebody messaged me and was like, do you know this case? And I was like, yeah, I know this case. And they were like, can you do this case? Sent me loads of articles and stuff, and then was like, this podcast's done this case.
Right.
So anyway, I did all my bits, and then I went and listened to hers, and things that I said weren't matching up with things that they'd said. So I was like, shit, have I got it wrong?
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, I'm going to stick with what I found, because if I am wrong and they're right, then I'm very sorry. But I've done as much research as I can and got as much information like on cuts and bruises and bite marks and everything like that I found that I can say I've gone with my gut on this. Do you know what I mean? But I mean, they could be right and I could be wrong, and I apologize for that. My research is obviously, their research is probably better than mine because they've been around a lot longer.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But I don't know, could be both ways. You never know, do you?
Yeah, you don't know, and you can only go with what you can find.
Yeah.
And I mean, what we say on our podcast or report or whatever, however you want to put it, you know, we never intentionally put wrong information out there ever.
No.
We will always say if we have, yeah, you know, if we can prove that,
yeah,
we have.
Yeah.
But you have to go, you know, we do research as much as we possibly can. So yeah, we have to go with what we find.
Yeah.
And that is just the way it is.
Yeah. Sometimes we might be wrong. Sometimes we might be fucking right. Bitches. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Joking, you're not bitches. But yeah.
Bitches.
Yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to say that because I just think, I don't know who's right, who's wrong. And I don't really care who's right, who's wrong.
At the end of the day, you know, the story in itself is horrific. And that is true.
Yeah. And I do believe that her story needs to be told by more people.
Yeah.
I think actually it's gone quite big on TikTok.
Oh, really?
I think because this girl that sent me the case, I think she knew it anyway, but I believe stuff that if I've gone on to like Google and typed it in, you get loads of TikTok bits come up. So I imagine people on TikTok, and I'm glad that people are talking about it. Talk about it as much as you can. Do you know what I mean? Like, we have got TikTok, but we don't use it because we're fucking shit.
Yeah, basically.
We've just about managed Facebook and Instagram, and that's took a while.
You've recently sorted the Instagram out, haven't you?
Yeah, and we've just tried to sort out sponsors. That was our big news that we didn't even say. I thought, like, we've got big news, we can tell everyone. Didn't fucking tell it. Well, I told everyone about Patreon.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do a little bit on Facebook, just an audio bit, not a...
I understand none of this. You are just like taking the lead, and I'm just like, okay.
Okay, we're doing that, yeah. Right, we'll sign off and we'll go on Facebook and do a little bit.
Yeah.
Right, much love, everyone.
Well done, I would say, if you made it to the end of this case, because it was horrific. But as you said, I think it needs to be out there.
Yeah, 100%. Does. And stay safe, keep warm, because it's fucking freezing. No one can afford to put their heating on.
No, but take care of yourselves, guys.
Much love. Bye.